How it works, beer drinkers pick up a passport and request a stamp at any of the 14 craft breweries along the trail. Seven Arrows in Waynesboro, The Friendly Fermenter in Harrisonburg. Once at least six stamps have been collected, beer drinkers can mail it in to receive a t-shirt.
With the passport, visitors are encouraged to stay in the area longer, visit more breweries, enjoy more of what the Valley has to offer.
Courtney Craner is assistant director of the City of Waynesboro's Tourism Office. It's one of five local tourism offices that helped launch the program as a way to promote the area's craft brew scene with tie-ins to local tourism. And there's state money behind it. The passport program is funded in part by a grant that was awarded by Governor McAuliffe in the fall.
We're already seeing a great deal of enthusiasm. I actually had someone waiting in my office the day after it launched with completed passport in hand.
No wonder. The first person to turn in a completed passport received two tickets to the Red Wing Roots Music Festival in July. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.